A century ago, a Soviet engineer was tinkering with sound and stumbled upon this. The musical instrument, the theremin, was born. Carolina Eich is one of the most highly regarded players in the world. In honor of the theremin's 100th birthday, she joined us in our Boston studio with her instrument and explained how it works.
You have a box with electronics inside, and then you have two antennas on each side of the instrument. And when you move your hands in the air, you get a sound. So the theremin is actually the only instrument you don't touch while you play it. And it was invented around 1919 by the Russian physicist Leon Theremin. Leon Theremin was a cellist and a physicist. And he was just experimenting in his lab and somehow found out that you can create a sound by moving your hand in electromagnetic fields. So with the right hand, you can change the pitch the closer you get to an upright antenna. And with the left hand, you can change the volume the further away you go from a loop antenna.
So you were just 7 when you started playing this thing. What attracted you to the theremin at that age?
Well, my parents bought me the instrument, and, well, they thought it was cool, and they needed someone to play in their band, and they didn't have time to practice. They were like, okay. They did electronic music, you know. They had all these synthesizers in their studio, and as a baby, I would already hear these sounds. So I grew up with electronic music, and theremin was a natural instrument to come along.
So, Carolina, you've developed your own theremin technique. Explain how you play the theremin and why it's different from historically how it's been played.
I came up with a technique where I can actually measure the air with my hand, and I have certain finger positions, which are certain notes. So I can be sure any time I play, I hit the right pitches.
And it's especially difficult because you're working in 3 dimensions, not on a flat kind of keyboard or a fretboard.
With the theremin, it's very special because on one hand, you have to be very focused to play your notes in tune. But then you have so much freedom. You know, you can make a sound anywhere. You can just move your hands anywhere in space and it will make a sound. So it's really balance between being focused, being concentrated, and use the freedom you have.
So the theremin has a really interesting reputation. It's been used in sci-fi movies like the 1950s Alien Invasion flick, The Day the Earth Stood Still, to create a very ominous, eerie mystique. Carolina, how many times have you heard that?
Well, a couple of times. I played it too, so yeah.
So your music is more lyrical, I think we can say, and beautiful than people might expect of the theremin. On your album Elegies for Theremin Voice, you layer the sound of your instrument with your own voice, and it sounds nearly human. I mean, almost like Gregorian chants. How are you rethinking the theremin sound, and what do you think about its reputation?
I think, especially for Elegies for Theremin Voice, that my voice comes very close to the theremin. When I sing, I unconsciously imitate the theremin. And some people say, well, you sound like a theremin when you sing. And then probably the opposite as well. When I play theremin, I approach it as if I would sing. So when you hear the music, you sometimes can't even tell, is it the voice? Is it the theremin what you're hearing? And I think this gives the theremin something human, but then also the voice something unapproachable. So it's kind of this mix between technology and human.
Happy birthday, 100th birthday for your instrument, Carolina. Thanks for coming in.
The theremin says, thank you.
Carolina Eich is on tour in the U.S., but you can also see her in action online. We've got video of Carolina teaching me how to play the theremin. That's in our Instagram stories. We are at PRI The World. From the Nan and Bill Harris studio at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Here's to another 100, Mr. Theremin.